This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Do you like to bury your head in a good book? Getting absorbed in a good story is a great way to relax. It improves your literacy, and according to some experts, it's good for your health as well. Studies show that it can increase our emotional intelligence as we understand a range of perspectives and motivations. But despite these benefits, does the way we consume a story make any difference? For the purist, the only way to digest a good story is with a paperback or hardback book. Being in print, it's possible to feel and even smell the book. And of course, it's very portable. But the traditional book has had a rival in recent years from e-books, which are read on e-readers or tablets. An electronic book enables you to store hundreds of virtual books in one place and allows you to download books directly. The e-book has become popular in schools too, and according to one school in London, it's encouraged more children to read. 11-year-old Summit told the BBC, "If you really want a book, you can just get it online. It's so easy, and it's made me read more. I probably read every day now." For adults, e-books are certainly a lightweight way of accessing our favourite literature on the move. The recent lockdowns due to the coronavirus pandemic have certainly given us all time to read more. And, in the UK at least, sales of physical books have risen strongly. Last year, some 202 million paperbacks and hardbacks were sold. And the publishing industry hopes this trend will continue now that people have got into the habit of reading more. But for those who can't or don't want to look at the text in a book, there are audiobooks to listen to. According to Claire Thorpe, writing for the BBC Culture website, there are hugely ambitious productions using ensemble casts, specially created soundscapes and technological advances. Some authors are even skipping print and writing exclusive audio content. No matter what your reading preference, there's no doubt we are spoilt for choice in how we access a good story.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.